Warning, the following program is a collection of idiots talking about the happenings in the sports entertainment world. It is meant to be comedically informative. The opinions expressed on this show does not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their bosses, or the Infinite Plus Network. There may be some out-of-pocket things said on this show, because this is how we talk to each other. If you are young, please seek permission before watching any further. Your homies, the Three Count Podcast. P.S. Please don't sue us.
Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, supervillains of all ages, I am the Three Counts resident supervillain, the Dark Lord himself, the Dark Goat, Damien Fatale. And as I said, welcome to the Villains Lounge, and it's going to be an interesting episode for episode 29. With me today, I got the Red Dog, and he's to my right, left, one of those. Oh, I actually pointed the right way the first time. Look at that.
Hey, yo.
And then down right below me, we got the Don Chaz Evans.
That's me.
And then to the right of him, to the left of him, to the something, we got, he's always on the Villains Lounge. Because if, you know, if I'm not on it, he ain't on it. We both on it. We always doing it. And that's Twitch Graves.
That's your boy.
So this is going to be different, folks. Yeah. We probably won't be reviewing anything besides our tempers. I guess with that said, what y'all want to talk about?
God damn.
Who wants to go first?
Go on, Chaz.
Go for it, Chaz.
I'm gonna start something light. I'm not gonna get to the big thing that's really grinding my gears. I'm gonna start off with Ronda Rousey, okay? I wanna start off with her.
Let's go.
Okay. I love Ronda Rousey, okay? I will still love Ronda Rousey. But Ronda Rousey needs to shut up, okay? And stop talking shit. And she needs to stop lying. She's a liar. Okay?
What is she not speaking the truth on?
So look, recently, I think it was last night. Someone posted a thread of pretty much all the things that she said about WWE and her time there and her book. So she pretty much is a thread of all the things that she said. And one thing in particular that really got me, and it got someone else, you may know him, Chris Idol, and he was the one to bring it up too. So she lied, okay, because that's what she did. She said that Charlotte and Rhea at WrestleMania 39 went over their time by 20 minutes. And they felt, which was disrespectful to the main event, which was the Usos and all of them. And for her punishment, they stopped using Rhea as a wrestler and only used her as a valet to punish her. So, Mr. Idol, you know, he went and he checked out the match time. Because 20 minutes over is a big deal.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania.
The match was only 23 minutes.
So they didn't go.
The match was supposed to be only 3 minutes from. Three minutes and 17 fucking seconds. What the fuck do you mean they went 20 minutes over, you dumb broad?
Not a chance.
Okay, all right, look. I'm gonna finally say it. I've said this off the record. I'm gonna say this on the record. She's just trying to sell books. I'm just gonna keep it a stack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, she is mad because the way that she utilized herself. Look, she mad because she didn't utilize herself.
I was like, fine. Like, I understand she felt like she should have had, like, as far as traveling is concerned, she should feel like she should get the Brock Lesnar, the Roman Reigns travel. Dealing as she just had popped out a whole baby and, you know, trying to go see the city. Whereas, I'll give her that take. They should have gave her at least some better travel. If you really, like, especially, if, you know, you want her to do all this, that, and the third, all right, well, you better help accommodate me. I got a whole kid over here. Like, let's be for real. So I'll give her that. But the blatant lies like that, a lot of it is just it's just her being mad over certain stuff that, hey, I get if it was me, I'd be mad too. But she's over there over complaining. But that threw me off the rocker because I went, wait a minute. I know that match was a long match, but that match wasn't 20 minutes over. Talking like what? So yeah, that's number one. Fuck Ronda Rousey, but I still love her.
All right, so you saying that she says that she thinks she deserved the Brock Lesnar treatment?
As far as transportation's concerned.
Well, guess what? When she's putting on matches like Brock Lesnar, then she can get that treatment.
That's the difference. That's a whole different story, though.
I'm just saying.
I never knew that Brock Lesnar has treated.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, no offense or anything. Like, look, she was her runs were
They weren't the greatest thing since sliced bread. Absolutely not. They were not by far grandioso.
Some people she had some good chemistry with, and they made her look good. Most people she faced, it was garbage. Yeah. It just was what it was. It just didn't work out because I feel like she probably didn't put in the fucking work. Let's be real. Come on, Shayna.
Shayna,
hands down, is a better wrestler than Ronda Rousey will ever be. Period.
Yeah, I can't lie with that.
Because she puts in the work.
That's fact.
She was on the indie scene like way before. And the other part too is that I think a lot of people forget that when she entered into E like at NXT, I think she was like 37, 38 years old. Like she was
So like let's keep it real. Like I'm sorry. I feel like for me, Ronda is kind of like the poster girl for the UFC.
I'm just saying a head kick took you out of the UFC. And clearly did some sort of damage because you thought you should get the same treatment that you got from UFC in WWE. I'm sorry, but you weren't that big of a deal in WWE. In
she
UFC,
was the women's
division. But was she really though? Like,
yeah, she was.
No, she helped put eyes on it. No, I'm not. Her presence was justified and used to its fullest potential. I just think she was there too long.
The first one was
pretty solid. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Like there were
the first
little
one,
few hiccups here and there, but for the most part,
I wouldn't say anything about the first one. It was that second run that was the drizzling shit.
God damn it. Like it just showed all her like look, we all know that she had her flaws in the ring. And that first run they did a great job at covering 99.9% of that. This second run, like she got exposed.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I get that you were out trying to make a baby, but you should have been learning how to wrestle too. All I'm saying is she obviously didn't put in the work. Look at everybody that's put in the work to train and look what they've produced.
Yeah.
And then one of the subjects I know you want to talk about, that man has put in the work. Not yet. All right. We'll say that.
Not yet.
But it's
not
like,
yet.
Okay. So when we look at Ronda's first run, like we talked about how incredible her first run was for a rookie. You know what I mean? Like we did. We were praising her name. We were talking about, yo, she's doing great things. She came in. She elevated the game because like all the other girls knew like, hey, we got to match whatever Ronda's energy is. We got to match that energy, and we saw that happen with a couple of different women, right? Like Alexa Bliss. Sasha Banks, definitely. We talked about that Royal Rumble match constantly about how, like, Sasha was able to elevate her, you know. And then you look at the Flair Survivor Series match, right? That was a great match, you know, that kendo stick. That's where she like, really started to turn the heel mode on. They had a whole pay-per-view for her, right? I mean, Evolution was not, like that paper, they never did a second one. Like, no. They did that one for her, and then that was it, you know. And then we saw Nikki Bella like made Ronda look really good too in there, and even that promo, the promos going up, like we talked about that. But I think the one thing that Ronda really lacked though, she didn't, like her promos like were heavily written for her, like she was never gonna be able to write one. But her stand up game, like bro, just like in the UFC, just like in Saturday Night Live, her stand up game was just garbage. It was just trash.
It was. It just is what it is. It's just, I don't know. It was just, it's like you said, something's off. There's just something off. So for me, I've been just laughing at her because I know she's trying to sell books.
Yeah.
Trying to come New York
Times. Oh, yeah. She's absolutely trying to sell books. Absolutely. So, but when you say a match went 20 minutes over and as a punishment, they make you the valet for the biggest group on Raw, get out of here. That ain't no punishment. I would look. I would have loved that TV time, and I ain't got to take no bump.
Right.
That ain't punishment.
I mean, I want to know what like punishment that was. There was no punishment.
I'm just thinking, 20 minutes over. I could, if you would have told me, if you would have said 6 to 8 minutes over, I would
could have bought that. Yeah, I could have bought that.
Exactly.
Like 20 minutes.
It was like maybe a 15-minute match, and they went like 7 minutes over, 8 minutes.
Right, they probably.
I could get with that.
I would take that, but no, she said 20 minutes, and I went, "What the world? You've got to be shitting me! There's no way."
She's taking too many punches to the head, so she can't tell time.
Even I had to go.
That head kick really fucked her up.
I see that.
Amanda Nunes bouncing her skull off the cage.
Man,
my thing is this: for her, it seems like she's got a pattern. Anytime bad things happen to her twice, she quits and runs.
Well, that would explain why she didn't. Remember, because she came back from that first run, and she was still pissy at the fans, and she took it out on them. Yeah, like, in that first promo, she took it out on them, and they were like, yo, just forget about it. Like, just have fun. Just smile and have fun. Because, like, the fans forgot, and they're, like, they're on point with you now, so they're cheering you, so join them. Like, don't go out there and cut like this mean ass promo. Like, you guys remember me the last time I was here? Like, no, they don't. They don't give a shit. They're cheering you. Like, they wanted to cheer you, and you literally shit on them and told them, like, nah, remember I did that video that said it was fake? Like, bruh. Whatever. The hell. Wilding out.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's been crazy just her talking out of her side of her neck. But, I mean, hey, look, if she wants to burn those bridges, let her burn those bridges. I mean, I'm good. Let her show up on AEW.
Oh, God, no. I think
she's
I'd
on ROH.
She was on ROH. That's
different. That was cool.
No, that was actually cool. When she showed up at Ring of Honor, yeah. That was actually legitimately cool.
That was actually kind of cool.
I don't disagree with that.
So that's that. But actual Dynamite, I'd turn it off. I'd be like, this is it. This is the straw that makes me go, I'm not watching this anymore.
That's going to be what it takes?
Look, hey, yeah, that'll be what it takes.
She's a man, baby. Talking about Shayna. She can manhandle me all she wants.
Damn, yeah, I'm all with Shayna.
I'm always down.
Brittany versus Shayna at Adam's Apple match.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. That's why I was dying.
No way.
Have Ronda over.
No
Nia.
Way.
No. Give me Nia. No. I'll take Nia all day long.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, I'm wrong.
You're wrong. I agree.
What's your grandma?
Why?
I'm lost watching.
Okay.
Hi, Grandma.
You say you would agree?
Shout out to my grandma.
I do agree. I would definitely take Ronda over Nia.
No.
I don't think she's ever hurt anyone either.
I don't think Ronda will ever hurt.
Y'all know how I feel about Big Oof.
No, I think Ronda, so Ronda versus Nia as far as like the accidental injury department, I think Ronda's got one because she definitely gave, remember she gave Alexa Bliss a concussion.
Oh, you're right. But, she did. Yeah. I forgot about that.
But Nia, like, you know, she separated Bailey's shoulder. You know, there were some things there. She broke Becky Lynch's face. Let's talk about that.
That was the best thing that could happen to Becky Lynch.
I didn't say it wasn't.
I'm just. Who else did she? She got somebody else too. I think she got
a couple people.
Yeah, she got a couple people.
She's been doing good on this run though.
Of Becky Lynch. Yeah, no, since she came back. What you call it?
Nia is the Corbin of the Divas. Then.
Wow. I think that's a compliment.
Because Corbin has to put some fire work in.
Right?
Tell us how you really feel.
I mean, look, Corbin's been putting that work in down in NXT. He's coming back up to the main roster. Dude, I don't know. I might be like one of the few handful of people, but I enjoy Baron Corbin.
Let me tell you the honest God truth. There was never a time I didn't like Baron Corbin.
I can agree with that.
I don't think so either.
I'm really trying to think. There was never a time when I wasn't supposed to, you know, like, no, like I always thought Baron Corbin, he was a heel.
He took that poor Corbin gimmick and just
yo, that was great.
Brought it to a whole new level. Like,
that was great.
Twitch grandma, it's nice to have someone.
Yeah.
But Corbin,
I'd be careful saying that.
But like Corbin, so like happy Corbin, like sad Corbin, just the lone wolf Corbin. Like I dug all of it. Like I'm not gonna front. Like
this current iteration of him, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, it wasn't a point where I didn't think. Like the one thing I like about Corbin too is that like his finisher is protected. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Love that. I love that move.
Bro, when he hit it on one person Lynch, I was like, oh, we're doing this. The crossover.
I think only one person has ever kicked out of the
end of days.
Yeah.
Yep, one person. I forgot who it was, but it's only one person.
Hey, like you said, Undertaker told him protect it.
Yo, I still remember when was it Corbin and Evans versus Lynch and Rollins?
And he had the end of days
on her.
Right? It was beautiful. Was like, she took
that. Everyone went into a frenzy.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
Drew McIntyre.
Like, no, he didn't just do a move on a woman.
I'm like, yo, it is wrestling. Yo, get out of here with that. Yo, wait a minute. Okay. I'm going to touch on it. And Chaz, you kind of were like, so what was this whole thing about Rey Mysterio? Because like I heard this right before the pre-meeting, and then I was like, what in the fuck?
So I saw something on my light went off.
Lights turned on, Chaz. The Undertaker's behind
on Twitter that told me that Rey Mysterio was cool, but it's not like he's on Will Ospreay's level. If I can find the tweet, I'll pull it up and I'll post it. And I'll, you know, on the three count, so everybody can see the blasphemy and the bull crap that was. And I went, what? So that made me mad today as well, because as much as I am on the Ospreay bandwagon, okay, and I am, I love Ospreay, okay. I don't think there's a person on the roster that can touch Ospreay. But to say that Rey Mysterio is not on Ospreay level, is not as good as Ospreay, is stupid, and you need to go fall in a ditch and never return. Like, you just stay stuck in the ditch that you fell in because you are stupid. You're a stupid person. As Randy Orton said, stupid, stupid, stupid. No, no, don't you do that. Don't you do that, Twitch. No, no. There had to be a Rey Mysterio for there to be a Will Ospreay.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Rey Mysterio does no holds. Get out of my face. I was mad at that tweet.
If there was no Rey Mysterio, there wouldn't be a lot of these guys that we have nowadays. There wouldn't be a Will Ospreay. There wouldn't be, you know, a whole list of them. Look at the whole LWO. Look at all of Legado del Fantasma. Ricochet. How many of these people were influenced by Rey Mysterio? So,
several female wrestlers, that
right? Going into the female division, like,
so
I don't know, I don't disagree with you on that. You're rightfully so on that.
You're damn right, he's rightfully so. Ray paved the way for everybody to be able to run the way they are. Will I say this? Will Ospreay's wrestling is definitely better than what Ray's was when Ray was at his level, at his age. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
But back in the day, though, like, yo, I don't know if I saw another dude ever do, you know, jump from one side of the ring into another ring just to hit a Rana and throw another dude over the top rope in a 60-man battle royal, right? Those are things that you just don't catch. It's like Rey Mysterio was doing all this stuff. Like, again, we go back to, you know, Halloween Havoc 1997. We talk about Rey Mysterio and the DDT on Eddie Guerrero, right? We could look at the time that he jumped, I think it was World War III, 98, where Rey literally was dressed and he jumped from one ring rope to another ring rope into another ring and threw a Rana. You know, like Rey Mysterio was doing all that stuff that Will was doing at his peak. And I'm not saying that Will's not at his peak anymore. I'm just saying when Will was like lighter, because he'll even admit it too, that there's a certain move that he can't hit, right? But when Will was lighter and he was moving more agile, he was doing all the stuff that Rey had already done. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you can't go back. And like, if you were to tell me, is Will Ospreay a better wrestler than Rey Mysterio? Like, if you put them peak to peak, like right now, I would say yeah, because Will's doing things that Rey wasn't able to do. Not that there's a bad thing. And then Will's a good wrestler too. Like, I can't knock that. But Rey's the benchmark. Like, so if you're gonna knock Rey right now and be like, well, Rey can't do the stuff that Will's doing right now. No shit. Rey's like almost 50 years old, bro. Get up after yourself. But when Rey was 20, 27, 20, you know, 26, 27, and he was tearing it up, yeah, bro, no one's hanging out with him. Nobody.
I want to point out a comment real fast, Mr. Golden's lovely comment of before Rey started roiding up. That's kind of hard to say when Rey Mysterio has been the same size almost his entire career. Like, I don't think
he was a little. So he was a little lighter earlier on. But he was young as fuck. It was like barely like just 18.
Yeah, there's also. There's a point in time, and I can't give you the years because I don't remember, but I just know I remember this specific picture. Ray's in his white, he's in the white outfit, so he got the white mask and the white pants. I just remember that specifically. And Ray is like, and maybe it's the pose, because you know you pose a certain way. Maybe it's the pose, but that man Ray looked 6'6", 300 pounds, like.
I mean, at one point he was ripped as fuck, but he like
I don't know, he might have been. I can remember very vividly that picture of Rey Mysterio. I wish
you're gonna have to send that to me because I don't remember.
I know which one he's talking about. I mean,
I know somebody send that to me.
But like,
maybe it could be the pose because he had his arms crossed, and that maybe he did that. It could have been that, but golly. You could have told me that man was on roids.
Okay, well, I will find that picture, but I always remember him being the same fucking size. And
I mean, pretty much, I know, like, his WWE run, he's been pretty much the same size, and, like basically from the time
of WWE
to, like, currently right now, he's pretty much weighed the exact same.
Yeah, so he still walks around. I know they bill him at 205, right? But he walks around at 190. And when he was at WCW and he started back in like Panama City, he was like 150, 160 pounds. When he left, he was like 170, 175-ish. So there was a big difference. And then he took a whole year off. And then when he came in, he was still weighing like – he was like 185. Like, he was just a bigger version of himself.
I also didn't get much exposure to WCW Rey Mysterio. So.
Yeah, and then he went to then he got up to I think at the last part of his run when he was in WWE before he left and came back, I think he was like tipping the scale like 205, 205, 210.
Yeah,
and then like he injured his knee, then they ended up releasing him, and then he went into the, you know, he went to do his own thing, and then, you know, him and his son got him back into shape, and he got down like 180, and then that pop when he showed up at Royal Rumble, he was like 185, 190, and he was just thick. And
now, yeah, like, he was.
I was so excited to see him make his comeback that day. But
I was, yeah, too, but the fans totally shitted on it.
Yeah, no, not that initial one. No, 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 oh, the initial one. About the when other he showed one. Up, yeah, when he showed up in the black and gold.
Okay, like, that one.
Yeah. That Rumble, because the next year, yeah, they shit on him when because they wanted was it
Daniel Bryan?
He was number 30. Yeah, and Ray was number 30, and he was in and out of the ring.
Yeah.
Yep.
Poor guy.
He said, "I ain't trying to deal with this."
But
all right, Cliff, you ready?
Well, but hold on real quick. But to say that Will Ospreay is better than Ray, like,
no.
I couldn't, like, overall wise, not right now, but I would say this, like, Will's like right there, like 100%. And even he said it when he wrestled Rey Mysterio in what you call it? They was in Rev Pro. Like, Will was like, "This is the reason why I got into WWE." So, like, or I got into wrestling was because of Rey Mysterio. So,
okay, well, Mr. Golden pulling up the wellness policy violation for Rey Mysterio. So, okay, maybe I was wrong. Excuse me.
There you go.
Well, I mean, that could have been for weed.
That could have been weed because I think he, yeah.
I definitely. I'm sorry, Ray looks like everybody. Ray looks like he puff.
Ray, there's no doubt in my mind that Ray doesn't hit the ganja.
Ray, he definitely shout out Ray Mysterio.
Right.
Ray probably has his own brand.
If he does, I'm trying to find it.
You and me both, bruh, because it's probably good.
I bet it's probably called like Ray Cannabis or something like that. And it's got a little mask on there.
Make you feel like a luchador.
619.
What does Flair's? I know Flair got one. What does his make you feel like?
Oh. Well, considering the way that nigga was acting, I don't think I want to smoke that.
Makes you feel like you can throw $1,000 tips out for being a douchebag.
I was gonna say it makes you feel like you're on an airplane. You
know? Oh God. And then make an energy drink that zaps your testosterone level. I'm making things up, by the way. I don't know if it really does.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying, if you have a chance to all of my people who like to dabble in the ganja and all that, if you have a chance to find the Woo Chews are pretty good.
That's what I heard. I heard they were actually.
Those are his edibles.
Oh, he said, "What's up?" Yo, he's sitting there all silent because he's a Fed now, too, so he doesn't want to know.
Oh, okay.
You didn't hear nothing, Anthony.
Yeah. Shut your mouth, Lou.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Anthony, because guess what? What we're about to talk about now, you might want to step out the room, brother.
Yep.
Now, the Villains Lounge is now wrestling versions of Club Shay Shay.
Hey, yo. Well, should have been talking shit.
Shouldn't have been talking shit. Go ahead, Cliff. Give us a scare, because before I start yelling.
All right, we're gonna dive into this, right? No names will be mentioned in here unless, like, they incidentally slip.
Oops.
We'll start this off one way, right? I'm going to protect some people's identities just because, like, there are certain people that just don't want the attention brought on them, and I'm okay with that. So there was a post earlier today on Facebook mentioning about how if you work for scummy promoters, just say you work for scummy promoters, you know, like, and we're talking about the bottom of the barrel kind of dudes, right? If you want to work for scummy promoters, work for scummy promoters, but don't have don't say you have morals if you just like the envelope, right? So, like, don't be that guy, right? So anyway, set conversation was had, right, on Facebook, and then everybody's leaving their comments, right? And then somebody decides to post up a picture of a previous previous conversation in a DM. Like, so we all know those are breaking. Let's be real. There are some unwritten rules in, like, when it comes to threading, right? Posting up a screenshot of a conversation you had with said person previously.
And then privately.
And privately. it's just grounds for like you to open up a whole bunch of shit. Let's break it like this, right? For those who pay attention to the hip hop community, right, with Kendrick Lamar and Drake, when Drake decided to mention Kendrick's real name, that's when shit hit the window, right? That's what happens. So you decide to break those rules, and you decide to set that out. So then, set conversation then turns and says, another person. Well, let's bring in third person, right? We're not gonna say who, right? But we'll just call this person Nighttime, aka PM. So anyway, so Nighttime puts up, hey, you know, if you're not gonna be friends, if you're not, you know, if you're gonna be a trash person, be a trash person, but don't act like you're gonna be someone who's gonna stand for morals when, right, you decide to work at a promotion where a racist promoter, right, in a racist promotion, decided to have a fan say the N-word to a bunch of wrestlers in the ring who were black, and then you proceed to you can include that because you know what you just did. So anyway, so you have a fan who drops the N-word, right, and then you know everybody, a bunch of people leave, and you decide that you wanted to say, right? So that then in turn leads to our fellow colleague right there to say, hey, you know, a lot of people are expecting us to be MLK. We'll get shocked when we turn into Malcolm X. In which I then decide I'm going to post up, right, a GIF of Smokey the Bear saying only you can prevent forest fires. Which, hey, if you wouldn't have posted that shit, right, online on Facebook, right, nobody would have gotten mad, right? No forest fires would have happened. You, sir, would have prevented all of this from happening. But no, because you decided to take it one step too far. Now the floodgates have opened up. So let's talk about what this promotion was, right? So this promotion in Pittsburgh, we're not going to mention them because, you know, neither one of us worked there. None of us worked there anymore, right? But I was in a match, right? I was in a battle royal. I had thrown my last person over. I was cutting a promo, and I called out their champion, right? Their champion, who was also accompanied by three other fellow people that we all know very well, right? Also have also been on this podcast. A fan decided to say, I don't know, Chaz, I don't think I'm allowed to say that word. So I'm not going to, just for all my right, sake.
What was the word? I forgot what they said. I wasn't there, remember.
It did start with, it said, get those, and it started with an M, ends in keys, out of my ring.
Oh, get those monkeys.
Get those monkeys out my ring.
Yeah, in which myself and the champion, right, then looked at each other, and we kind of looked shocked, and I just remember seeing the face change from one set of emotions to a whole another set, in which that person then bails out the ring and says, hey, why don't you go ahead and say what you said one more time, right? Now, fast forward, this person did say it again. He got kicked out of the arena, out of the building, right? This dude came back into the building and then proceeded to say a bunch of other slurs that went along, right? Fast forward one day, the champion, the tag champions, Nighttime, PM, myself, had all left, right? We left the whole place. We were just like, we're done with it. We're not going to deal with it. We're over it, right? So we left. And then set person decided he wanted to stay at the promotion because he had some things to finish and that he was going to try to change things with inside the promotion, right? Never happened. In fact, this happened, it was like in November, and then in April this person had also left the whole place, okay? And then at the end, he, you know, that person decided, if I punch you, like, it was a shoot promo, right? If I hit you right now, I'm going to get fired. You tell me I'm going to get fired. He's like, fine. He's like, this one's for this person. This one's for Red Dog. This one's for PM. This one's for this person. Like, no, dude, you made a grand VSO at the end of it because you knew you were wrong. And then you're trying to make up for something. But I remember confronting that person at another promotion and saying, dude, like, we all left, and he said, well, I didn't know we were friends to be able to do that. Like, what? Like, dog, like, that didn't make no sense to me. Like, what are you talking about?
Because my friendship with you decides whether or not I'm a good person or not.
towards you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's so fast forward, that's where we are, right? So we're here talking about this one individual who decided to attack another individual by posting up a privately talked about conversation. And you, sir, didn't even want to stand with us, well, like with myself and with, you know, other people, right? We're going to even call him DBD because anybody who knows what that means, they're going to know what we're talking about. But you decided not to leave a front. You stayed and you were like, yo, and they put a belt on you. They made you a champion. So you stayed for a belt. And so you're going to come out here and talk about like, hey, like you shouldn't talk about a roster like that, bro. It's so weird to me that you're standing up for a roster, right? Not that I have a problem with, mind you. If you're on the team, you're on the team. Do your thing, right? But my problem is that your morals changed. And they didn't change because like you were trying to do something, or you changed them purposely. And it wasn't that you learned a lesson. It's just, you're like, oh, I'm gonna die on this hill, but I didn't care about these guys. Like, I don't care about these guys, but I don't care about those guys. But we train with you. But you talk about those trainings and you talk about those times that we are in here all the time, we're working with you. And I just feel myself like getting antsed up again. And then you talk about these things where you're like, hey man, like, you know, we're all brothers, we're all work hard, we all do all these things together. And then guess what? You dipped us at the chance that you got. So now all of a sudden you're coming back and you're trying to talk about like, yo, I'm going to stand up for these guys. Piss off, bro. We ain't trusting you with nothing, man. Like, this is a dude who walks around and talks about game, recognized game. Bro, we recognize your game is different from ours and it ain't on the same level. So, bro, you got to check yourself out of this game.
Wow. All right, Chaz.
Okay. So the envelope is more important than morals, folks. The DMV wrestling scene, if those don't know, is disgusting. It's disgusting for the, like, at least about 75% of it. There's probably a 25% that's good. I'll give it some credit. There's some bright spots. There's some bright spots of it. But most of it's all drizzling shit and disgusting. And I'm trying to put this the best way, so that I'm not going, you know, that I don't go off on this real big tangent. I want to make sure I'm make my point clear. And pro wrestling is just like any other art form, any other entertainment, sport, that when people are wrong, and they do bad things, they do not belong in said space. They do that in the NBA. They ban motherfuckers from the NBA. They ban people from the NFL. They ban people from, like, they blackball people from from movie sets, from studios. Why can't pro wrestling do the same thing?
Because there's
now I'm about to go off when the light won't go off. And the bad thing about it is the people that they are defending are not even people that are worth to be defended. Like, they're not that good. Like, I'm going to give it a buck. They suck. They suck. Like, they're not good at all. But because you want your $60 in your envelope and you want to wrestle a few, you know, has-beens, cool. You're going to stick up for that, and that's fine. Just be that. Own up to this. All day, I've been saying stand on business. Stand on business. Okay? If you are going to be that person, that's fine. There are so many. Like, if you're going to be that person, fine. Be that person. There are more people like that in the world like you. It's not going, like, one more person, hey, really, at this point, ain't going to really break the camel's back. So go ahead and be that person. Live in your truth and be that person. Just do not fake the funk for other reasons because it benefits your agenda.
Facts.
Like, don't. Because, like, no. You're not that, like, it's like, don't. Don't sit up there. Because I'm going to be the one to call you out every single time. And if I got to be the boogeyman to blow up the DMV wrestling scene and call motherfuckers out every single time, I will. Because this shit is sickening. It is sickening for $60 fucking dollars.
Because let's be real, this said person ain't making more than me. And if he is, that's a damn shame, because that means I must be ass. And let's keep it a buck. I know I'm not the drizzling shit.
Well, he's so, downing it to the tonsils if he is. Just saying.
Like, it must be like, I like, so for the $60, I just hope, for the $60 that he gets every other month or every month that he works with, you know, and he gets to go take a bump from some random legend or some person that got released. And hey, go at it, brother. Do your thing. Just don't be that high moral person for one thing. Do it for everything.
Bruh. And that's like, that's what my problem is. Is like, I remember, like, you know, it's this word that gets thrown around a lot, right, in the wrestling. And let me caveat this, right? Professional wrestling is a beautiful thing. It is the most amazing thing to be attached to, right? The wrestling business, though, like, it's like, oh, it's like Bubba said, it is fucking disgusting. It is vile. It's rough. Like, there's a lot of shit that happens, and a lot of people are going to take this out of control. No, don't take this out of control. There's a lot of guys in this industry that I have met that I enjoy their company, and I enjoy being around them. And I have met more winners in this company than I have losers. I'm just going to be 100 when I say that, right? So it's not meant for everybody when I say this, right? But there are certain people, there are certain places that, like, AO, like, they just at the bottom of the barrel. They just are, right? And it doesn't matter what it is, they just at the bottom of the barrel. There's certain things they've done, certain cases that have come out against them, right? There's just things that there are, it's a mind-blowing thing that there are certain things that is okay to slide in this industry that shouldn't be, right? And we continue harp on it, right? 2020, we talked about it, right? Speaking out, like, everybody was talking about what was going on in the business, and we 4 years past that, and guess what? We still talking. We would talk about this shit since, like, forever, bro. Like, it's been insane. But when you decide that you're gonna use this word, right? And I have a problem with it because people use this word way too often, way too much. Brother. I hate hearing that word. Like, I'm going to call my people who I respect, I'm going to call them my brothers. I'm going to call them my bros. Because I've either worked with you or I've gotten to know you a little bit, or maybe you've been on the podcast and I've gotten to talk to you and have a different kind of conversation just to kind of know who you are. And I could be like, yo, that's my bro right there, right? That's my, you know, I address people by how I see them, right? Like, we talk about our, let's be real, Chaz, our OG, right? When we talk about O'Shea, that's our OG. We trust that guy. We listen to that guy. We understand exactly where he's coming from. Shane Taylor's another one of our dudes. Like, he's an OG of ours. We trust him. We talk to him, right? You and I, we talk about each other being brothers, man. We talk about how we go and fight in these battles. But what I really have a problem with is when I look at someone like set person and he uses that word, hey, yo, bro, what's up? Like, first of all, man, like, We can be friends, we can be acquaintances, but I ain't gonna be your bro because you ain't on my team. And you showed your photos when we were there, and it was something like I've talked about this a couple times, right? And I'm gonna tell people who I learned this from, right? It was something that O'Shea taught me, right? Mm-hmm. Is that in this business, right? You're gonna have a lot of acquaintances, you're gonna have tons of acquaintances, right? Millions of acquaintances in this business, right? But then you're gonna have those that you call your friends, and then you can have those that you call your family. And then you have those who you're going to call your team. And then you have those who are in your corner. And it's when those moments go down, when you know some shit happened and you need to set the record straight, that the people on your team are going to be there to push you. And let me tell you this, my guy, you know who we talking about when you watching the show and you ask yourself this question. Is it me? It is you. You are the acquaintance. You are not a friend. You are not family. You are not in this fucking threshold of being on my team. You are not in my corner. There's just levels to this and you're not in those. But don't come around and act like, hey man, this is what we do, because that's not what you do. What you do is you stand for something that's other outside, that when you had the moments to put the chips down and say, nah, we out, you weren't there. So it's easy for you to call somebody out and to say, no, remember, because especially when that person was young in the game. They was only exactly. In for a couple
you pull
years.
Out a screenshot. You pull out a screenshot literally from 3 years ago.
You were so quick to be the vet, so quick to call people out. Oh, yeah, well, you know what? You probably shouldn't have done this. You should have done it privately instead. Well, now you dropped the whole conversation. Now we all can read what you wrote. And so this dude apologizes, but you went and dropped that conversation. For what? What flex did you think you was going to get out of this? I'm calling you out here on my show. Guess what? We live. And guess what? I can't take these words back. But guess what? You're going to understand that, bro, at the end of the day, you can ride in my car, but I'm always going to keep one eye on you. You can sit back and you could do road trips with me. But get understand this, man. I'm always going to keep an eye on you. Guess where my stuff is going to be? Next to me, because I don't trust you. And I've been in the ring with that person numerous times. And I would be in the ring because professionally I can work with anybody. Chaz was the one who taught me how to do that. Yeah, I can work with you professionally. It doesn't mean I got to like you.
Oh, no, you don't have to like.
And that's my problem, though, is that I look back and I'm like, yo, how did you get so far in just being so below average? You taught me. You was the one that was helping training me when we first started. And guess what? Why is it that I'm on a game where I'm trying to level up and you ain't on the level up game?
Right. I just want to say, because my phone's going to die and before I get cut off and everything, I just want to put it out there for this. Look, if I can find a police report online, don't defend it. It doesn't matter. It does not matter what it was, why it was dropped, why this, that, and the third. Don't give me no story. If it got to a point that a police had to be involved in it, period, you're done. So I just want to put that point out there because a lot of people go, well, no one's charged this and no one's charged that. So it's not really that. It's not a crime. It does not matter if you were charged or not. O.J. Simpson, wasn't charged the crime. And that's be for real. No.
Oh, no, he did it. He was guilty. I'll say it. Just in case he's in the Speed Force and getting ready to get kicked off, I will say it for him. OJ did it. I lost a lot of black friends over that.
It's dumbfounding that, like, you know, and it was told to me, right, that you should handle these matters in private. But once you take a private conversation and make that shit public, like, bro, it doesn't matter how far we take it now. You took it to so what? You took it to 10. I'm taking it to a 10 now. Now I'm taking it beyond a 10 because I'm going to say what I want to say on a platform that I have on my own. Like, there ain't no place for you. Like, what you going to do now? Now, because I cost myself, some bookings and stuff like that because I said something? Whatever, bro. Like, at the end of the day, it's whatever. Like, I'm upset because, like, you decided that you wanted to take a conversation that you shouldn't have taken, and you put it out there. Now you're getting called out. And then guess what? That person, I want to put this out there because we didn't get to mention it. That person deleted said comment. So then you wasn't even standing on your business for real. Like, you dropped this and even was warned, like, hey, man, this isn't the flex that you need to have. And he said, and he didn't say nothing. He left that shit. Like, he was like, yeah, I got them guys. Then you get called out, and what happened? Then the flames got too hot. You backed out. That's what you did. And guess what? I stand right here. Guess what? Bruh, I'm standing on business. And guess what? I ain't afraid of it. What am I going to do? I'm in the DMV. What am I going to do? Like, be worried about it? I'm not going to be booked somewhere anymore? Okay, well, whatever, bro. Like, whatever, man. Whatever. It's just, that's what Chaz and I have been on. Like, we've been on this, like, all day. Like, just on this person's ass. Like, yo, bro. Like, you're not standing up for yourself. You went to stand up for somebody else, right? Like, you didn't even stand up for nobody. You just dropped a conversation trying to make it seem like you was a big boy in this conversation. And then when you got called out, you deleted your shit and you ran. Dog, man, it's just crazy. And I know this conversation is going to come back to me. It's going to come back, and I'm okay with that. I'll be standing right here waiting for it. But like I said, at the end of the day, when you decided to drop that word, you call me a brother, bro, you better be ready to be for the fire, because when the fire got tested for you the first time and I watched you flake out, bro, it was ruthless. It was wild to see how quick. And when I asked you to your face about it, you told me straight up, bro, I just didn't know that we were friends like that to be able to they never asked. Oh, and this is the other part. This one that will throw you guys off. They never asked me to do anything. They never asked me to do anything. Nobody asked me. Nobody asked me to leave set promotion. I just did it because I knew that was the right thing to do.
Like, it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
And even wrestlers in set promotion will still hit me up and be like, bro, we loved how you stood on your ground, that you stayed on your morals, and you said, nah, I'm out of this place, and I'm not coming back. And we've gone back. Chaz and I are still friends with some of those guys. And we never gonna doubt you if you're trying to clean up the place. If you're gonna stay in the fire, you're gonna clean up the place, clean up the place. But I'm gonna be real. I didn't have to deal with that environment. I'm not driving 6 hours to go somewhere to be unwelcomed, right? So I was like, why the fuck am I gonna be there? Like, bro, nah, peace out, bro. I can work at another place.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. It is sad that, like, yeah, the wrestling business, you would think that everything that's happened in the past, like, 4 or 5 years, that, like, it would clean it up completely, but there's always that grimy snake waiting in the corner, and then there's always those, you know, other snakes that will band together. It just...
That's the other part, man, and that's the icky
tribalism
part,
in a way.
The ick about this, man. This is the one part that I can't stand, and I'll keep saying the ick part about it is it's a protect the brothers, like protect the brother business. Like, oh, we know that person. It was a bad moment that you caught. How many bad moments behind the scenes were there?
I was just getting ready to say, was it only a bad moment because it's now out in public, or is it a bad moment because it happened? Like, which one is it?
I mean, most of the time when things like that, there's a laundry list.
And not all the time. Anthony, I am okay.
not all the time, though. Like, sometimes it is that, oh, one, they got caught up in something, whatever. But if a person's a fucking slime ball, a person's a fucking slime ball. Let's just call it is what it is.
Bro. I mean, yeah. I'm just telling you, when that fan used that racial slur that night at that promotion, right, they kicked him out. He wanted to apologize to said person, so he went back to apologize, right? Cool. Square. You know, said person also did not want that racist fan back in the building, but the promoter was like, I've known him for 20 years. He's not racist. Sits this man back up in the front row. Not even an hour later, this man drops a hard R to everybody.
I'm just letting you know.
Intermission.
Yeah, I would have dropped him. Like, I would have been, yeah, no, I would have dropped him right then and there. I'm just saying.
And then we have another friend, right, who was wrestling that night. And this person goes, we know that's a dude, rip his wig off and throw it in the fans. This is the same dude. Like, that's who you have. That's who you, and you was willing to die on the hill for that person. And I was like, yo, what the hell is going on here? And so anyway,
we're done.
Yeah, you didn't want to throw an apology out. You banned that person for like 2 months, but you lost like 8 solid wrestlers because of it.
That's trash.
That's who his true brother is.
Yeah, that's where I was like, bruh. And then one person decided to say, and that's why I was like, bruh. Nah, bro. Couldn't be me.
I had similar situations before when I was younger, and I mean, this is the reason why I fucking left. This is what it is. People are just, I don't know, it's like you gotta know when to stand your ground. It's not always about the money, it's not always about the championship, it's not always about the exposure or how good you're in with the company. Like, if shit's shit, it'll dip.
Yep.
There is nothing wrong, and I don't care what anybody tells you, there is nothing wrong with having morals, even in the wrestling business. And if something like that happens and you're just okay with it, and you call the people that are supposed to be your friends, like you said, Cliff, your brothers and stuff like that. If you call people your brothers and you're cool with something like that happening, then you don't have any morals, and I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, hell no. Like you said, in wrestling, we have millions of acquaintances. You get that small inner circle.
There are, and Damien, you know this better than anybody, there are very few people I would go to bat for, but
yeah,
everybody on this podcast, including Anthony, I would go to bat for.
Like, oh, I mean, it's the same thing. It's, you know how small my circle is.
I've been like
that for years.
Yep.
It just is what it is. You just, and it's sad. It's sad because you would think that wrestling would be this bigger brotherhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It should be.
It should be. It should be that place where, like, you go to, right? And, like, everybody. So let's be real. So we all understand, right? There's only a certain amount of like spots that are open up for certain shows, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's competing for everything, right? But at no time, and everybody, hey, yo, you can have jealousy, you can get envy, you know, you can be envious of someone, you can be angry at somebody, you know, why did that person get there, not me, right? But it's when you start throwing in the hate and then you make things dive, you know, you have, you split locker rooms and things like that, and then you decide you're going to do something else to somebody else, or, you know what I mean? It's those little things, right? Like, even like the allegations coming out with Gulak, right? Like, once you do that kind of thing, right? Once you set that kind of that tone, you shouldn't be in the business no more, because like, willing to injure, willing to be an asshole, willing to be a racist, willing to be, let's be real, a child pedo, right? Or you do some other fucking crazy ass crime, let's be real, because it's happened in the industry. Yo, you shouldn't be in no more. That's it. Check yourself out the game, bro. Listen, facts. Henry Ruggs III is in jail right now because he went 110 miles an hour into the back of some lady's car. He was a top pick of the Raiders, okay? A receiver, top pick. Rashid Rice is probably about to write himself off. There's a dude from fucking in the NBA who's been banned for life because he was gambling. You mean to tell me we can't get rid of some other people? Why? Because they're a draw? There's always someone to replace them. This is how business works. Like, if anybody, like, it's always crazy to me that people talk about, yo, we're too big to fail. No, bro. Something will fill that gap. Something will fill it in. Like, let's be real. There are tons and tons and tons of tag teams out there. Like, so you mean to tell me that, like, Jimmy and Jey Uso aren't replaceable?
Yeah, sure they are. You want me to tell you how they're replaceable right now? We can give one instance right now. The Gorillas of Destiny. That's the replacement.
But I mean, like, think about it. Back in the day, though, man, people were like, yo, the Four Horsemen, that's the greatest faction of all time. No one's going to replace them. Psych. We've done that. And I'm not saying that they are like legends, right?
Yeah.
But they're replaceable. They're replaceable. They are. They've been.
NWO.
Right? NWO.
Replaceable. Perfect. Here's the perfect example of somebody being replaceable for you, even if you're at the top. Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Bruh. Like, I mean, just but to think, like, in this wrestling industry, right? Like, well, that person's kind of a local legend, and, you know, they've been known to do good work. Bro, but they also have a record. What do you mean? Like, they couldn't get a job. They couldn't get a job as a custodian at a school. What are you talking about, bro? Not that I have a problem with custodians at school. I'm just saying. Bro, you couldn't get a job being a burger flipper at McDonald's. You got a record, my guy. Like, what do you mean? Get him out of here. You mean to tell? Look at the situation that happened with Joey Ryan, right? That dude gets eliminated, right, from wrestling. Yeah. Then he uses his real name, goes to Disneyland, gets spotted by a wrestling fan. Wrestling fans complain that he is working there. Guess what Disney did? Fired him.
Yeah, they did. Real quick.
Got rid of him. That's the thing, though, man. That's my point, though. It's like, what do you mean? Like, you have scummy people in your business. Get them out, bro. Drop some bleach in there. Get them out. Like, you'll have a whole crop of wrestlers who are going to come in and are going to do the same job. They're probably not as good as that person at the time, but they're going to get there if you invest in that talent. But if you keep bringing back scummy people, people are always going to come back. Yep. It doesn't make sense. I have a problem with it, bro.
That's when you get five people in the audience. So how are you paying that scummy piece of crap now?
Bro, I was so dumbfounded by the whole situation. That's where, like, the rant of the day are going to go. Like, it is what it is at this point.
It's sad. You know, the funny part about it, it's sad that we have to have this conversation, like, every 6 months, it seems like.
Yeah. It's insane.
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth.
Like, it's seriously, like, think about it.
And we talk about, but what's crazy is that we talk about different iterations of, like, set problems, right? We look at, like, let's be real. What was it? We had the Tessa Blanchard situation, right?
Yeah.
Like, where she gets kanks, right? Because she's been using words. But guess what? She's still out there working. Someone is going to bring her in.
And you know, the bad part about it is I love Tessa so much, but unfortunately, she doesn't belong anymore in the business. Like, I'm a very big fan of hers. Like, seriously, would have loved her to go to WWE so I could see her versus Charlotte and her versus Becky and Bianca. But guess what? Dude, she did it to herself.
Alberto El Patron.
Oh God, yeah. Like, and he was good at one point.
And he's, and granted, like, he's working in AAA, but he's still working. Like,
yeah,
come on. Like, and I know we're naming like big names, right? And I know, sorry, I'm gonna put this one up there. Enzo, and listen, he was told he did something. There was allegations, and guess what? Those allegations got cleared.
Yeah, yeah. He did get cleared.
His and now Enzo's doing Enzo.
So the reason Enzo fucked Enzo in that situation, yeah, by not being upfront and honest to WWE about the situation. Like, if he, yeah, had been like, yo, like, this is going on, I need some help, instead of trying to keep it quiet. So I feel like Enzo kind of fucked Enzo. I think if Enzo was more upfront about the situation, Enzo would still be in WWE at this present time.
Exactly. If Enzo would have did what Matt Riddle did when he had those allegations against him, then I feel like he would have, it would have gone a little bit better for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have been protected a little bit better. Right? Like, the lawyers would have stepped in. They would have found all the same results. All the things, yeah, would have happened. It's just, it goes back to, like, here's another situation. Another person who's replaceable. Jack Gallagher. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it Jake? Jake Gallagher. I don't remember. Jake, I don't care. Jack, regardless, Jack, he was kicked out. Like, I know he became a fighter, right? Like, he's in the mixed martial arts world, bare knuckle boxing, whatever. Yeah. Right. But yo, he was eliminated from wrestling. Was it
Jimmy
retired too. Yeah. What was the dude's name?
Marty Scurll.
The dude was at the peak. No.
No, he's wrestling. He's wrestling still.
Who? Marty. Yeah, Marty's still
wrestling. Yeah, but Marty was gone for like
a bit. He was gone for a little bit. No,
I mean Liguero.
Oh,
NXT, okay.
UK. Have you seen his name?
No.
Have you seen him even mentioned, like, a formerly known as? No, you don't.
Nope.
So, like, those incidents, like, those people have to get, like, you just got to remove them, right? It's just been, it's nuts to me, man. It's just that we have to keep talking about this every single time, because guess what? Somebody out there, and the crazy part is that when we talk about scumbag, you know, promoters, it's these guys who, like, were child predators or, you know, SAs, right? We're gonna call it Sierra Alphas. If you guys know what that is, you know what that is. Have those allegations, right? Those guys who, like, decided that they're gonna, they didn't care that XYZ did certain to somebody else. They're gonna do this. Like, there's just certain people out there that you just look at and you're just like, bruh, I don't understand, like, how you let that shit slide. And then you wonder why your promotion looks the way it does. Like,
scum attracts scum.
I've had so many of those instances where it's just like, and of all people that have morals, Lars. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Lars.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because he, guess what? He was just back in the news again.
What the fuck did he do now?
So Lars, like Lars Sullivan, right? Allegedly.
Yeah.
We just gonna put that out the first. Like he had called, like, in Colorado, in Denver, Colorado, he had called, like, was it like a massage therapy or, like,
oh my God, I heard about this. Yeah. Like,
he called some woman and just complained and complained and complained and complained. And he was, like, bitching at the people, calling them, like, whores and hookers and, like, all sorts of stuff. And then, like, the girl ended up tracing back the call and finding out the phone number, found the person, and then found out that they were a former professional wrestler. Guess what? It was Lars.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, yo, damn, bro. Like, you can't keep yourself out of trouble. My God.
Hell no. He's got Alberto Del Rio complex.
Yeah.
That,
to me, it's just weird. It's just weird. And it's like, yo, you get called out on shit. And then, like, you just never, like, I don't know. It's one of those things where in the wrestling industry, we're going to talk about this for ages and ages and ages. As long as podcast is around, you guys are probably going to hear this about, right, once a quarter, right? One episode's going to pop up. Because I know if you go back in a couple past episodes, you'll find stuff that I ranted about, especially about this subject.
And yeah, like, no, we've talked about this subject several times.
Yeah, and it's like, yo, but you're a scumbag, bro. Like, why are you back here? Like,
Josh,
I mean,
Gordon?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a dude who was just smoking weed. Like, I'm Josh Gordon got kicked out because he was smoking weed. That was it. He's not that dude that I would be like, yeah, that guy. Michael Irvin, on the other hand, like, if he was around this time, bro, Michael Irvin wouldn't even be in the league, bro. Like,
yeah, no, all the shit that
this
he
man
did.
Was. This man bought a house next, like, bought a house to have his boys come over, do, like, just do blow, and do whatever they wanted with females. Like, bro, like that was what they did. And it's like, yo, if that was today, yo, Michael Irvin wouldn't even be in the league, bro.
No.
Be out. It's my idea that, like, if those people are replaceable, like, anybody is replaceable in any business. But if you think that you have to invest so much money in, like, terrible people, and you know they're terrible people because you wanted to protect your brothers, then you're not being a good brother. You're not being a good person. Like, you're just not. You're just not. At the end of the day, you're not. And I don't understand. Look at this. Never be on Dark Side of Ring. Oh, yeah, we wouldn't. Yeah, we will. We will definitely.
Yeah, we will.
Be like Dark Side of the Ring indie wrestling. I guarantee I'll be on there.
Oh man! Oh
no, long. I am not retired yet. I got a little bit more in the tank. I'm on out on injury,
but yeah, that's my problem.
I am retired. I am retired. I'm done.
But yeah, so that's. I mean. I have way more. Listen, we could do a whole episode of the podcast just on this
particular right.
This topic. You really could. This could go.
It is, man. It's just trash. It's just trash.
It's sad.
Like I said, being a good friend and being a good brother to somebody is sometimes you got to make the hard decisions, and decisions aren't always going to be popular. So if you think that someone you need to protect, right, because you want to protect them, hey, go ahead, protect that person. Then, but just understand that. When we ask you about your morals and you tell us like, hey, these are my morals, and for the right price, these are also my morals, we ain't gonna trust you no more, bro. That's it.
Go to bat for your fucking team, man. Well, don't be a slimeball.
If somebody's like offering me like $600 billion, I don't know. My morals might be bought. Just want to put that out there.
It's those things, man. Where like, listen, like this is my catch to it, right? Like, it's like the NBA players back in like the 2000s, right? Who let me put it like this: you saw Allen Iverson, right? Allen Iverson, when 96, was out there with his like he was out there with his sports coat, right? His jacket, and like when he shook hands with David Stern, he was like, "Yes, sir, I'm so happy to be here." And then man he got his bag, and then what happened? Money ain't never changed me. We seen you, bro. We know that there's a difference in being professional. I do understand that. I do get that, right? But we've seen you, right? And then all of a sudden, practice? We talking about practice? We talking about practice, not the game. We talking about practice? Like, that's you. So it was like, I get it now. And now AI, like AI is being AI, which is great. Like you being you. But don't act like for that 4 years, man, that you were trying to work on that money and you didn't change. Because we saw it. We know. It's fine, right? But at the end, like I said, everybody's replaceable in this business. Everybody's replaceable in the business. Like, and I'm not excluding myself. I am 100%. Like, I'm not even on a high tier level, bro. Like, I know where I stand in this game, right? But I'm going to be the one person that consistently says, "Hey, man, like, know your business. Like, exactly. Know your business and know your morals. Because if you change, we're gonna see it." And I watched the person legitimately change it from me, and they got pissed when I called them out.
Go to bat for your team. Go to bat for your team.
Okay. No, you have to. You got to go bat for your team. And that's how, I don't know, you don't end up alone. Dying in the hospital. Exactly. Because you're a piece of shit.
Exactly.
Where's my life? I guess... I think we've gone good enough. Like I said, this would be a different episode of this Villains Lounge. We will, me and Twitch will get back into the swing of things. I think we're talking about jumping on here for a little bit tomorrow, and then I think we're gonna look to change in days. I believe so. Just yes. Be on the lookout for that.
Wednesdays.
Yeah. So just be on the lookout for that, and. Yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for commenting. You know, follow us, like us, subscribe, buy our shit. Well, you know what, though? See, the thing is though, once we get a Villains Lounge t-shirt, then they'll be buying your shit, too. So.
Well, yeah, but that's not a thing, so.
Not yet. But
go follow. Go follow on all these platforms right there.
Yep. Three count underscore pod on Twitter and three count pod all one word on everything else. You know, subscribe to the Infinite Plus Network. That does help us out too as well. And just be on the lookout for all the new content. You know, now entering the ring, you know, all that good stuff. Thank you, Ed. Much appreciated. Mr. Golden as well. As always, it's a pleasure with you being on here. And everybody else Golden. In the comments. So yeah, I guess we will see you guys soon and we're gonna finish. We're out.
Right on. Y'all have a good night.